This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. You know, many people who are into the healing arts, massage therapy, essential oils, energy healing, Reiki, things like that, many of those people, if not most, have politically aligned themselves with the Democrat Party over the years. And I'm here to say today that the Democrat Party, because it is now the pro-infanticide party that openly advocates the murder of children after they're born, the Democrat Party is incompatible with the healing arts. If you're into any kind of naturopathy, you know, natural medicine, herbology, you know, all these things, you can no longer be associated with the Democrat Party. Because think about it, if you're in the healing arts, your job is to heal and protect life. You're all about reducing suffering, reducing violence, reducing death. And the Democrat Party now is saying that they believe it is the right of a parent, well, the mother in particular. They don't assign the father any rights at all. But they say the mother has the right to murder the child or decide that the child should be murdered simply if the mother doesn't want the child. And this was explained by the governor of Virginia, Northam, who said that, you know, if the child's born and survives the abortion attempt and is born alive, then it will be kept comfortable. And then it's up to the mom and the doctor to decide what action to take next, meaning that they can decide to kill that child after it's born. And of course, New York passed a law and Cuomo signed it into law that says that a child that survives the abortion attempt can also be killed, doesn't even require a doctor, doesn't require a medical clinic. Abortion centers can be run by non-trained medical personnel, you know, non-doctors, non-physicians. So essentially anybody can now legally commit infanticide in New York, as long as the mother says, I changed my mind, don't want it anymore, don't want the child. So the Democrat Party is openly advocating infanticide, where it used to be that they would hide that. They would say, no, they don't support killing children. They just support a woman's right to choose, basically. And you know, they're talking about, oh, it's an unviable tissue mass, and you know, you can abort it at 6 weeks. It's just this little blob of tissue. That's the old Democrat Party. The new Democrat Party is like, yeah, you can kill it up to the moment it's crowning. Well, as the baby's coming out, you can just murder it because that's now a woman's choice. And I got to say to all the women who have been part of the healing arts community, this idea of murdering children as they're being born, which is what Democrats stand for today, it is the antithesis of what healing is all about. It's the antithesis of the healing arts, whether you're into, you know, energy medicine, whether you're into herbs, homeopathy, essential oils, chiropractic care, any of these things, all kinds of healing arts, sound healing, prayer, meditation, healing, electroacupuncture, you name it, indigenous medicine, Amazonian medicine, whatever you're into. This idea that the Democrats are now openly advocating murdering babies, it is just flatly incompatible with what you do. So it doesn't mean you have to join another party. You don't have to be a conservative. You don't have to be a libertarian. You don't have to designate yourself as anything, really. But don't support the Democrats anymore. Don't vote for Democrats because they are child murderers, and they openly admit it now. They talk about it. They cheer it. When that law passed in the New York State Senate chamber there, the Democrats there stood up and cheered. It was a standing ovation for the mass murder of human babies. That's how much they love murdering children. This is what the Democrats now stand for. And most importantly, there has not been a single Democrat nationwide that has stood up and said, this is wrong. And that's how you know the entire Democrat Party supports this. Not a single Democrat has stood up and said that it's wrong to murder babies after they're born. Not one. because this is who they are. This is what they advocate. And they then lecture America to say, oh, well, the Republicans have no ethics and building a wall is immoral. And conservatives are bad people. They don't care about others. And then the Democrats turn around like, murder children. Yay. You know, applause. That's who they are. They're lecturing everybody else about morality while they're murdering babies. I mean, think about the whole gun control argument, too. The gun control argument for the longest time on the side of the Democrats has been, well, we have to protect the children in the schools. We got to save those children. Keep the children safe. You don't want them to die from violence? And then what do they do in the Planned Parenthood centers? They murder children with violence. It's like, you know, guns don't kill people. Abortionists do. With scalpels, that's what they do. You know what? It's the number of abortion deaths just dwarfs the number of gun shooting deaths, especially once you take out suicide, which is the number one cause of shooting deaths, by the way. It's like it's almost all suicide. That's just a convenient way for people to off themselves. Don't even have to leave the room, you know? You don't have to find a bridge to jump off or anything. So people use guns to kill themselves. But compared to the number of abortion murders or infanticide, the actual number of shootings where a person aggressively shoots and kills another person is very tiny compared to abortion murders. You know, Planned Parenthood was bragging, I don't know, a month or two ago about how they've murdered, well, of course, they don't use that term, but they've murdered, what was it? Was it 3 million babies in the United States? I'd have to check the number, but it was in the millions. And I remember thinking, gosh, this is like a Holocaust scale. In fact, I think worldwide it's way bigger than the Holocaust, which was 6 million Jews. And for liberals and Democrats to brag about how they have effectively exterminated millions of babies, and largely minority babies, by the way, it's abhorrent. And these are the same people who say that they care about minorities. They want to protect Black people. They want to protect children. Well, you're murdering Black babies, by the way, in your abortion centers. So how do you care about minorities and how do you care about children? So your gun control argument is just hogwash. Hog with a double G, wash. It's, you know, your gun control argument is nonsense. You're not out to protect children or you wouldn't be pro-infanticide. You're not out to protect minorities or you wouldn't be setting up all the abortion centers in Black neighborhoods, would you? And Democrats have just become evil. Just pure, unbridled evil. Just like a death cult, a bunch of murderers. And that's, again, that's the opposite of what healing and natural medicine is supposed to be about. It's crazy. How can you be, in one moment, how could you have a client who's a mom, let's say, and you're trying to keep her healthy, and you're trying to make sure that she's in good shape, and she's got a good functioning immune system and everything. And then how could you support her murdering a baby after it's born? And just call it a woman's choice. It's not a woman's choice. It's murder. I mean, I suppose, you know, using the abortionist argument, you could argue that a serial killer is just engaging in just choice. Yeah, they choose to kill a bunch of people. So, that's still murder, even though it's their choice. Just because a woman chooses to murder her baby doesn't make it less evil, doesn't make it ethical or moral. It's still destroying a human life. And that's not acceptable for people who are in the healing arts. So look, I would just say, if you're in the healing arts and if you voted Democrat in the last election, it's time to really rethink. You need to vote against the Democrats. You need to defeat these people. They are child murderers and they're no longer keeping it a secret. It's just right out in the open. This is who they are. And they're sick, really sick people. Read my website, abortions.news. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosate-tested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan. HealthRangerStore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.